This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The effort to stop Kavanaugh is really about making sure that President Trump does not have a Supreme Court that can rule in his favor, as he must take these executive actions to expose and destroy the deep state, which will involve arrests of many, many government officials, perhaps thousands of members of government throughout the bureaucracy all across America, thousands. I'm talking about mass arrests here, and I've done several podcasts on that and several videos on that, and I believe that's what's coming. And getting Kavanaugh in place is crucial to this strategy of destroying the deep state and restoring the American Republic. Now, if Kavanaugh is blocked, then we have a real problem in the sense that it would be many months before we could get another Supreme Court nominee through the confirmation process, and that would put us past the midterm elections. And the midterm elections are a wild card right now. If the Democrats gain control of the House, then, of course, they will use that majority in the House to basically create mass chaos for Trump for the next 2 years and impeach him in the House and launch dozens of different investigations into conservatives and Republicans, you know, all across the political spectrum. But if the Democrats do not take the House and Republicans maintain a majority in the House, then it's like an open field. Trump can just go all out against the deep state. He can do the firings that need to happen. He can fire people inside the DOJ, even inside the FBI. He can go after the deep state without any hesitation. And he's got 2 years after that to get it done. So the two big issues, really, to summarize, that are going to determine what happens is the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh and the midterm elections. And Brett Kavanaugh, his confirmation is crucial to this plan to save America. And even if they manage to get him to pull his name out of the hat, so to speak, the next candidate, the next nominee, will also be attacked with another Me Too false claim. The Democrats are committed to finding some woman related to any guy who is being nominated and to level accusations against that person. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if the accusations are true or false. The Democrats are going to find somebody in the history of that person's life to level some kind of false accusation against them in order to destroy their chances to be a Supreme Court justice. So that's why I say to the United States Senate today, reject all of these bogus accusations and confirm Brett Kavanaugh, because it's not going to be any different for the next person in line. There are going to be accusations against everyone who is a conservative. That's the way the Democrats operate. That's how they play now. There are no exceptions to this. So don't expect that you're ever going to have a conservative nominee for the Supreme Court who will have no accusations against him or even her, because the Democrats will come up with accusations, you see. So anyway, the Kavanaugh decision is crucial. I think there's a better than 50% chance that Kavanaugh gets confirmed by the U.S. Senate and that he is active on the Supreme Court in October. Now then, the midterms. So the midterms are going to determine a lot. Currently, based on current events right now, I think that there is a better than 50% chance that the Democrats take the House. And if they take the House, they could win by, you know, anywhere from 20 to 60 seats. My current estimates are that they could win by 40 to 45 seats. That is subject to change, however. There's a lot of change in the works, especially in terms of declassified documents that are about to be made public. Trump needs to declassify more documents, but he's already issued the orders to declassify a huge number of documents, And the DOJ and the FBI are trying to block the release of those documents, and they're trying to get redactions put in to block sensitive names and to cover their own asses. The FBI and the DOJ have been complicit in committing acts of treason against America and against this president in particular. And they're going to be exposed at some point, sooner or later. And when they are exposed, that's when there will be widespread public support for Trump to issue the mass arrests of the deep state traitors who have been involved in these crimes. And that's the point at which I think the left goes totally insane. I think the left, I mean, at that point, the left tries anything and everything to break the country and to block Trump from effectively governing at that point. And we're talking about mass chaos in the streets. You know, we're talking about acts of violence carried out by leftists. We're talking about domestic terrorism. We're talking about them targeting Supreme Court justices and lawmakers and radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh, targeting them for murder and execution. That's what we're talking about. Now, when all of this chaos breaks out, this is when you're going to see leftists go absolutely crazy. But at first, it might be a lot of, you know, paid George Soros type of people who are taking to the streets and setting fire to things and so on. But it will very quickly balloon, I believe. It will escalate to encompassing more people who will say, I mean, they will claim that Trump is becoming a dictator, that Trump is seizing control of the entire government, when actually all he's doing is having the deep state traitors arrested. But they will say he's becoming a dictator and see, he's Hitler. Look, it's proof. And so they will take to the streets in mass protests and committing mass violence as well, by the way. And this is going to be happening around the same time that Trump is issuing an arrest warrant for Barack Obama and perhaps Hillary Clinton, certainly people like Peter Strzok, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, and other deep state traitors who must be arrested and imprisoned. And if all goes well in this process, we'll be able to keep enough law and order in the country to see this through so that the deep state traitors are arrested and imprisoned. And then on the other side of this, maybe it takes a year, maybe it takes 2 years, we will have the American Republic restored. The American people will have their country back. The deep state will have been crushed, destroyed. The operatives inside the deep state will be imprisoned. And history will show that Trump has achieved the greatest victory in the history of our country, going down in history as the man who saved America from deep state traitors and globalism and what have you. Now, on the other hand, if this plan fails, then you could see Trump assassinated. You could see the Democrats take control of Congress, not just the House, but even the Senate. You could see Judge Kavanaugh blocked from the Supreme Court. You could see the media calling for the mass arrests of Trump supporters. I mean, there is a very vast array of possible outcomes in all of this, ranging from very, very good to very, very bad. But in none of these outcomes do I see peace and tranquility for the next 2 years in the United States. What I see is deliberately induced chaos by the left. They want chaos. They profit from chaos. Whenever the conservatives are in power, the left runs their chaos plan. They want chaos. That's their blueprint for how they take power and how they discredit those who are currently in power, such as Trump. So chaos is in the works here. And right now is kind of the calm before the storm, I believe. Things are going to change very, very rapidly regarding, you know, again, the Kavanaugh nomination and the midterm elections, especially, and the declassification of these documents that will expose the treason of these deep state actors. And I know I've been doing a number of podcasts and videos on this topic, and I've probably restated a similar points a couple of times. It's just that you need to understand what's coming. You need to understand that things are going to be so radically different from the way they are now that if you're not prepared for it, you're going to be taken by surprise in a huge way and in potentially a way that could bring you harm if you're not prepared. And so I want you to be safe. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be informed. And I also obviously want you to help defend and protect America, because this is a country worth saving. And so all these things are, it's crucial for you to understand what's at stake, what's happening, so that you're not lied to by the media, which will, of course, distort everything. They won't report the truth. They will report fake news in a way that helps overthrow the country. You can't trust the media, not even Fox News. You got to go to the independent media. And in order to do that, you know, it's very simple. You just type in naturalnews.com or go to censored.news, which combines the headlines in near real time of dozens of censored news websites, including InfoWars and Breitbart and the Gateway Pundit and many others. Just go to censored.news every day. Check it out. Also, it's worth noting that real.video has become a place where there's so much good news getting posted there every day that the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, you can go to real.video and you can just check it out and just see what's been posted there by some of the more predictable channels that post frequently, such as Zolna Report. And Zolna, he posts like 10 videos a day, and he's basically summarizing the news early in the morning and getting it posted. And so I found it very useful to just bring up the Zolna Report in the morning and check out what he's talking about, because that's the news that you need to know to get your day started. And there are other channels there as well, of course, that have similar things, you know, similar analyses and so on. But it's a very worthwhile endeavor to start checking out censored.news and real.video. You're going to find them to be, you know, very, very informative. So that's kind of the wrap of what's happening. Stay safe, stay informed, and thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can see my videos at real.video under the channel name HR Report. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality. so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.